From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Some relief is coming to financially struggling homeowners who fell victim to robo-signing foreclosures and wrongful seizures. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder has announced a $26 billion settlement with five of the nation's banks, whom he accuses of pushing borrowers into foreclosure and fueling the downward spiral in our economy.
These failures didn't just hurt borrowers who might have been able to afford modified mortgages. They fueled the downward spiral of our economy and of communities nationwide. They eroded faith in our financial system. And they punished American taxpayers who have had to foot the bill for foreclosures that could have been avoided.
Under the deal, some mortgages will be reduced. Some homeowners will get help refinancing, and others will get money back. The banks at the heart of the settlement include Bank of America, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Ally Financial. Some encouraging news out today on the jobs market. The number of Americans to file their first unemployment insurance claims has fallen to their lowest point in nearly 4 years. NPR's John Itzty has the most recent snapshot of the jobs market.
15,000 fewer workers claimed unemployment benefits for the first time last week. That puts the four-week moving average for claims at about 366,000. When the number of claims remains below 375,000 consistently, it's usually a sign job growth is strong enough to bring down the unemployment rate. And last Friday, the government reported that the unemployment rate fell to 8.3% in January, a sign the sluggish economy may be strengthening. Still, nearly 13 million Americans remain unemployed. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
A Los Angeles school is cleaning house in the wake of sexual abuse allegations against multiple educators. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates is outside Miramont Elementary, where she says students were greeted by an entirely new staff of teachers today.
This is the first day the school has reopened after 2 days of a cooling off period that was mandated by Superintendent John Dacey, who thought that everybody needed to just calm down. They needed to do some administrative work in light of the revelations of the alleged sex scandal that has come to light here.
The decision to replace all the teachers drew applause from some parents and criticism from others who say they are worried about losing good educators. Last week, two longtime teachers were arrested on lewdness charges. A parent had also complained of inappropriate behavior by teacher's aide, who is no longer working for the school system. At last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 25 points at 12,909, NASDAQ gaining 9 at 2925. This is NPR News. Republican Rick Santorum is in Oklahoma City riding the momentum from his three-state sweep in presidential contest this week. The Santorum campaign has already raised $1 million in 24 hours. The largest annual gathering of conservative leaders and activists is underway in the nation's capital. The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, is expected to draw thousands of people. Republican candidates Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are among the scheduled speakers. Paul McCartney will become the final Beatle to be immortalized on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Today, his star will lay alongside those of Ringo Starr, George Harrison, and John Lennon in front of the famed historic Capitol Records building. Meanwhile, McCartney's ex-wife Heather Mills is addressing a British inquiry about alleged phone hacking. As NPR's Philip Reeves tells us, CNN talk show host Piers Morgan is again in the crosshairs of the probe into media ethics, which was set up in Britain after a broad phone hacking scandal unfolded.
Nearly 2 months ago, Morgan told this same inquiry that when he was editor of Britain's Daily Mirror tabloid paper, he listened to a recording of a voicemail left by McCartney on Mills's mobile phone after the couple had argued. At the time, the inquiry's chairman, Lord Leveson, told Morgan that the only person lawfully able to listen to that message was Mills herself or someone authorised by her. Morgan denied phone hacking, but wouldn't say how he got to hear the message because he said he was protecting a source. Today, it was Mills's turn to testify. She never authorised Morgan to listen to her voicemails or anyone else, she said. She accused Morgan of writing awful things about her and spoke bitterly of being harassed by the paparazzi for years. Philip Reeds, NPR News, London.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.